Hello, and thank you for tuning in to the Political Insider Podcast. My name's Owen. I'm your host. And it's very good night last night for the Trump campaign. I guess very good night last night for the Clinton campaign. Even though we all know that's going to be a complete failure. Last night were the last Republican primaries. California, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. Trump won all of them. South Dakota had a very poor turnout. The most votes were casted for Trump, and there were only 44,000 votes for him. So, that was just a terrible turnout. But now Trump has 1,542 delegates out of the 1,237 needed. So, there's only 31 available. And Trump went against the odds. Everybody in the beginning was saying, oh no, he won't get the nomination. Nope, it'll be someone else. But he pretty much already has it. The only one left for the Democrats is D.C., which is on June 14th. Now, this next part is why millennials are so attracted to Bernie Sanders and his ideas. And it's just a really easy answer. It's because they feel entitled. They feel like they are entitled to your things. They feel like you should have to pay for their college, for their health care. When really, they're going to college for their lives, not yours, and they want you to pay for it. Now, how does that sound in the real world? Oh, I went to college to do this, and it's useless in life. Pay for it. Because I have a terrible profession, and I didn't go to college to be in a good profession. You need to pay for my college. How stupid would I sound if I came up to you and said that? Very stupid. And they don't have a valid argument in that. It's not even possibly valid. Pay for my stuff because I have a terrible job. No, you can't do that. That's the way they feel that they are entitled to your things is incomparable to many things. But Bernie Sanders, he didn't hold a steady job until 40. He was on welfare his whole life until 40. His first job was Congress. And he had only $207 million raised for his campaign. And 99.98% of that was donations. 0.02% were super PACs. And that's because Bernie Sanders doesn't even have the special interest groups. He doesn't have those people going for him that are like, oh, you need to say this or else we won't give you money. He's got the people that are going, give us your money. Give us your money. And that 99.98% of his campaign donations were that. And it's just terrible. And Donald Trump has raised the most. Because he is a multi-billionaire. And here's what Bernie Sanders says on education. As president, I will make tuition free at public colleges and universities, lower student loan interest rates for current and future borrowers, ensure all children have access to a quality education by fighting to ensure equal access to educational resources, and make child care and pre-K universal and affordable. Really? Our education system in this country sucks already. And that will just put it so bad that Europe will make us a laughingstock. It will be terrible. We will be a laughingstock of the world in education. And we already are. We're like middle. We aren't even a top in education. This is just, it's a problem. And it's because of 7 years of what the Democrats do. 7 years of it. 7 years of liberal progressiveness. That is, it's a problem, ladies and gentlemen. It is a problem today. And it needs to be taken care of. We need to do something about it. Now, I'm not saying, oh, go attack the liberals. No, don't do that. Because that's two things, wrong and illegal. And I don't know anymore. Thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next week.